You know, I just can't understand. I'm just sitting here during a news break thinking. I just can't understand the thinking of some people in this country. You know, President Trump said America first. What is wrong with that? This is where we live. This is where we raise our families. What's wrong with America first? I mean, I could have people text in to 21095, brought to you by Absolute Roofing. The problems we have, do you realize we have a country? I mean, there's people that are just laughing when I bring this up. We have a country right before our very eyes that is the greatest country in the world that is literally falling apart.
I got one for
falling
you.
Apart.
More kids have been shot on Chicago's South Side that have died in the entire country this year of COVID.
The crime is out of control. The drugs is out of control. The illegal immigration is out of control. Child trafficking is out of control. You have older people, retired people that have to move from their houses because of taxation, because of Armin Budish. And other taxes and property taxes. You have people laying in nursing homes that are being taken advantage of because they can't control themselves, their bowels, their mind, anything. They're just, it's sad what is going on. Sad. And it's done for money. I swear to you, my mother was in a nursing home. It was one of the hardest things I ever had to do in my life, okay? What I was so depressed when I used to go see her, to see the people that are in nursing homes. Not all, some. And there's nothing wrong. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with nursing homes. But when you get to a certain stage in life, they're just supposed to put you out of your misery. What is wrong with that type of thinking? We do, if you did to your dog what some human beings are going through at the end of life, you would go to jail if you did it to your dog. They would want to arrest you, yet we do it to human beings. I mean, it's... If something ever happens to me and I'm that way, I told my family, I says, put me out of my misery. Please, dear God, don't let me lay there like that. I mean, we got so many things that are wrong in this country. So many things. And I'll have texters or I'll have people call me and go, what's wrong with other helping other countries? There's nothing wrong with helping other countries. How about helping ourselves, though, first? I mean, isn't that what you do with your life and your family?
Absolutely.
And then what's left, you help is wherever you can?
Gotta look after.
I mean, it is unbelievable. I mean, me and my friends, we laughed. You know, like the 80s were the greatest times ever in this country, the 70s and the 80s, in our lifetime anyway. Maybe somebody older would argue that, but the 70s and 80s were fantastic. They were absolutely fantastic. So it's really hard to talk to people like in their 20s and 30s and even 40s. About the 70s and 80s, because they didn't experience it. If the majority of this country, the younger people, experienced what this country used to be like and the direction that it's headed, they would understand more. But they haven't experienced it. They only know what they know. And that's because of age. I'm not saying because of ignorance. It's because of age. This country is falling apart. I mean, you got an imbecile in the White House. And if something happens to him, you have a bigger imbecile waiting to be president.
Yes, you do.
Everything is political. Everything is racial. Everything. The crime in this country, like I said, we're going to have, I'm going to ask Pete Elliott a bunch of questions at 6 o'clock. He's a United States Marshal, so we'll get into some of the problems of this country going on. We'll have Pete Elliott on after the 6 o'clock news today. But, I mean, I get so frustrated. People say to me, even one of the callers, what's wrong with helping other countries? Nothing. Let's help ourselves first, though. Like you would do with your family. Like you would do it yourself. I just don't get it. I really don't. And then for people to turn a blind eye to the situation where you think everything is fine in this country. I mean, what is wrong with you? I have never seen anything like this in my life, and it's going to continue to get worse. And I'm not talking about just because we have a Democrat in the White House. I'm not saying that. Everything is political today. Everything is political. I mean, we do have a real imbecile in the White House. And like I said, a bigger one waiting to be president. I mean, Where is the light at the end of the tunnel? Show me the light at the end of the tunnel.
Maybe November 2024, but that's all dependent on...
If we get to 2024.
There is no light right now.
You better hope you get to 2024.
I hope so. I got two young kids.
I'll tell you another thing. You see all these shortages?
Yep.
Yeah, no one didn't sight there.
Don't think our enemies aren't paying attention.
Sure they are. Sure they are.
Do you know how fast, if our enemies want to get together, because that's where we buy half our stuff from. There's people that don't like us. Half our stuff, three quarters of our stuff. What if they stop sending it here? Well, they'll destroy themselves financially. Yeah, but they'll accomplish the mission that they set out to do, and it's destroy this country. I mean... Our ports are filled with ships with cargo on them that has been produced in other countries. I mean, I don't know what to do. You produce everything here, you're going to double and triple the price of everything because we pay much more for labor to produce things here than other countries do. So you're between a rock and a hard place there somehow.
You just got to, at the end of the day.
I don't know how you would solve that problem.
You know, it's going to take some time, but at the end of the day, you just got to offer American manufacturers massive, massive tax breaks. Massive.
But that's irrelevant. That's not even, it's the employees. You're not listening. It's not the corporations. It's the people that work. You have a $20 item that we buy here that's produced in China. They're paying $2, $3 an hour.
If that.
Okay, if we got to pay $15, $20 an hour to produce that $20 item, that $20 item now becomes a $40 item. It has nothing to do with the corporations. It's the manpower, the woman power, the working power.
No, understood.
That you have to address. Yeah. What good is helping the tax breaks for the corporations? You give tax breaks to the corporations, you think they're going to pass that on to you?
In the perfect world.
When is the last time this company passed anything on to us that we work for? Well, yeah. Last year we took a 10% pay cut.
Yes, that is correct.
For the company.
That's true.
Yeah. When's the last time they passed something on to us?
It's been a
besides
while.
A $50 Giant Eagle card.
Heinens.
Heinens.
Yes. It's been
whatever.
Quite some time.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, I mean, giving corporations tax breaks, what good is that going to do? I'll say it so even Carmen could understand it.
Go ahead.
You got a $20 item. that's being that we're selling here, and I'm just using this for simple math. A $20 item, whatever it may be, we're selling it here in the United States for $20, but we're buying it from China.
And the cost of
and China's paying $2-3 an hour.
Yes,
to slave labor, or whatever country. There's a bazillion countries doing that. Just ask the NBA.
Yes,
you know, with their tennis shoes and stuff. You know.
Yes.
Now, if you produce that item here, what we have to pay people here to produce that item, that $20 item now becomes $40 or $50 item. How are you going to overcome that financially?
Impossible.
So, I mean, this is my, I don't know what the answer is. I really don't. I mean, there's people way sharper in that area than me. Maybe there is an answer. But you have to pay people a living wage in this country. So if we have everything made in this country, everything is going to double and triple. Because we're buying it from countries that aren't paying livable wages. They're actually, in some countries, housing the people that are making the product. That's their pay. I read that on the internet, so it has to be true. So what's the answer?
Punt.
I don't know. I have no idea. Maybe there's somebody out there that does. They could call in. Because you can't drive a $20 item to $50 or $60 or $40. So what do? You got to buy it from another country. Well, now you're dependent on another country.
And if they decide to choke off the supply, to your previous point?
I mean, we're the greatest country in the world. Okay. Now, I want to disprove that for a second. And I love this country. We're the greatest country in the world. That's what we brag about. We got ships in California and New York sitting in the ports that we can't unload. Does that sound like the greatest country in the world to you?
Nope. Third world country.
You know, somebody texted, and you're 100% correct, but 99% of people aren't going to want to hear this. And this is a great text. I really mean this because I know of no other answer. And you can text us at 21095, brought to you by Absolute Roofing. And this is going to aggravate some people. But the texter's right on the money. Sometimes there's a saying, the truth hurts. You know what the answer is? War. That's what the answer is. I mean, what else are you going to do? Explain it to me. How are you going to get a $20 item you're buying from China produced in this country for $20 and be able to sell it for $20? How?
It's an impossibility. So we gotta go
how?
To war. But can't do it.
How?
Impossible. Short of going to war.
Somebody texted in. I don't know if this is true. I never bought a motorcycle or anything, but they said that's why Harley Davidson's cost us so much, is because it's all made in the United States. Yeah. I mean, I don't. Obviously, there isn't too many answers. Because we're surely. Somebody texted in, it's all being done by design. You can text us at 21095, brought to you by Absolute Roofing. Yeah, I mean, there's not too many answers. There really isn't.
Somebody online
said... Let me go to Jim in Euclid. Jim, you're in the air, Jim.
Megadagos.
You a first-time caller?
Yes, I am.
Hold on a second.
First-time roofer?
I got this.
You better stick to first-time caller and leave the job to Absolute Roofing. No. AbsoluteRoofing.com.
And don't be nervous now.
How you get that $20 item at $20 is you tax Bezos. It has an 80% tax rate.
Say that again?
I said you tax Bezos at an 80% tax rate. But that's not why I called.
Yeah, if you taxed him at an 80% tax rate, you'd be able to balance the books in the United States. That's how much that guy makes.
Yeah, you would.
Yeah.
But that's not why I called.
Yeah.
Now, a few years ago, I worked for a company that we sold those Redwood playground sets. And the company in the United States closed because it was cheaper for them to buy Redwood in New Zealand, have it shipped to China, made into playground sets, put in a box in one of those containers, and ship it to the United States.
Hold on a second. Hold on. Let me get this straight. So there was a company that was making playground sets in the United States.
Yeah.
They found out it was cheaper to buy the Redwood in New Zealand, ship it to China, like you said, have China make the sets, then ship them here. All that was cheaper than making them here in the United States?
Yeah, apparently, because that's what they did. I mean, I couldn't believe it, but apparently...
Well, here...
I mean, they wouldn't do that unless they were making money.
Right, exactly. Yes, they wouldn't be doing that. That's inconvenience. They'd just make them here if they were making the same amount of money, but obviously it was cheaper. Right, exactly. So how do you make a $20 item here when you have to pay people here a living wage and keep it at $20, not let it go to $40 or $50?
You can't.
But so what's the answer?
I don't know. We need to bring manufacturing back.
Because, right,
like you said, China could cut us off.
Right.
And that's an act of war almost. And we were stupid enough when Nixon started this, dealing with China, having all your drugs manufactured there, having, you know, half of all your clothes, 80% of what we buy is made in China.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know how, and thank you for the phone call, Jim, and thank you for the observation there about how playground sets. Well, no, I mean that, because think about it. It was cheaper for the company to buy the Redwood, like he said, in New Zealand, ship it to China, have China make it and ship it here, than it was to make the playground sets here.
I mean, it's no surprise. You look at...
So, wait a minute. We talk about bringing manufacturing back. How?
Sure. There was a time where we made the vast, vast majority of steel in this country. When you look at all those steel mills that closed in and around Youngstown in the mid-70s, I mean, what was the reason? Because it was, foreign steel that... it was cut rate, and it was a hell of a lot cheaper to bring over here. And all those
that's my point. Well, how do you bring it back? We say, like Jim just said, which I'm not criticizing, I'm using it as a point. He said we got to bring manufacturing back to this country. How?
I don't know. We could possibly.
It's too costly.
Well, let's start with exorbitant tariffs on whatever comes to this country.
What good is tariffs? What is tariffs going to do? Tariffs is going to, unless I'm missing something, it's going to drive up the price.
If you have no competition, if they're not going to send it here because they got to pay.
But you brought up tariffs.
Yes.
What good? Okay. I'm making something. I'm selling it to you for $20. Right?
Yes.
All right. The United States government says, Triv, you got to pay 25% of that in tariffs now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, guess what? Now what I'm selling you is going to be $30 instead of $20. So I can pay the 25% in tariffs. No? Am I missing something?
I think that would just...
That's just common sense.
That would allow us to make our own goods here.
But you're driving up the cost drastically no matter how you manipulate it.
I don't know what the
you're taking is. A $20 item and you're going to make it a $40 item.
But with the competition being incredibly decreased by slapping that huge tariff on it, Triv, I think at the end of the day we could get it done here in a very cost prohibitive way.
But you're not paying attention. as usual. It's a $20 item.
Yes.
If you put tariffs on it, you think they're going to continue to sell it to you for $20?
Well, no, they won't. They're not going to pay the tariff. That's what
Carmen,
I'm saying.
If they put tariffs on China, okay, mm-hmm. on a 20, we'll just use a $20 item for math.
Yes.
You think China's just going to eat the tariffs? They're not going to increase the cost of the item?
I'm sure they're going to increase the cost, but I mean, they...
Well, then, so what good does that do? It's dry. That's inflation. Now, the more inflation, the more you have to pay people as a living wage. So if you're making it here, the prices of whatever you're making is going to go up.
And then we get a text saying tariffs would equalize.
You're not accomplishing anything.
We get a text that says tariffs would equalize the price, but apparently that would not be the case.
What's that?
We got a text that says tariffs would equalize the price, but apparently, you know, by your theory, which is valid, that would not be the case. I don't know what the answer is.
If China is paying tariffs on what comes in here, don't you think they're going to raise the price if you add tariffs to their product?
Yeah, they're not going to
eat. So what are you accomplishing?
I guess at the end of the day, you're accomplishing nothing. I don't know what the answer is, Triff. I mean, maybe put our president, Donald John Trump, back in office.
Well, you need to get a businessman in the White House, believe me. Somebody that understands what the hell's going on, like the president did with the pipeline and everything else that got canceled by 46.
And you see
here's Julie happening. I'm sorry, we went long. Here's Julie with the news.
Regulators are expected to authorize the mixing and matching of COVID-19 booster shots this week, and they say that allowing the mixing could help people who may have had an adverse reaction to the initial dose try a different shot. Meanwhile, the Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas has COVID-19 and will now work from home. He is fully vaccinated and has been dealing with what he is describing as mild congestion. One of two people involved in a shootout at the Polaris Fashion Place is heading to prison after being found guilty on Monday. The judge sentenced Layvon Somerville to between 13 and 17 years in prison. Last March, Somerville exchanged gunfire with Anthony Truss Jr. at the Polaris Mall and then fled to Georgia. And Ohio's Transportation Department is gearing up for the cold weather, and not only are they wanting snowplow drivers, but there's also a first name a snowplow contest. If selected, you'll win a $100 gift card, and your truck name will be assigned to one of the trucks for the 2022 snow and ice season. We have that link on the local news page, and Ohioans who are licensed CDL drivers are encouraged to apply to the snowplow positions. Your traffic and weather is together mornings and afternoons. Here's Olivia.
From the Elk and Elk Traffic Center, if an auto accident caused you injury, call 1-800-ELK-OHIO. Traffic slow 90 West between Aviation High School and Carnegie Avenue. In that slowdown at Lakeside, watch for an accident. Also accidents Forbes Road, east of 271, Mayfield at Sperry Road, and on Route 44 southbound, north of Route 14. This report is sponsored by Circle K. Sip and save at Circle K with their new drink subscription. Enjoy one coffee or fountain drink every day for only $5.99 a month. Sign up in store. Circle K, take it easy. Live U Musica, WTAM traffic at 1100 AM and 106.9 FM.
Today we topped out right around 70 for tonight. The overnight low will drop down into the 50s. And for your Wednesday, more sunshine, highs back in the 70s. I'm Julie Holiday. Your next news is at the top of the hour and anytime on Facebook or Twitter at WTAM 1100.
John Rich is on our hotline. Let's welcome John Rich to the show. November 10th, John Rich will be right here in Northeast Ohio at the Lorraine Palace in Lorraine. You can buy tickets by going to thelorainepalace.com or calling them 440-245-2323. And 100%, because of David Mortosh, the money goes to the Travis Mills Foundation. John, give some idea what you're going to do at the concert November 10th at the Lorraine Palace.
Well, you know, I'm a singer, right? Big and Rich. If you're a Big and Rich fan, you know my music very well, and I'll be showing up to play a lot of your favorite songs, a lot of the big hits. But then we're going to dig into some meaningful songs. I'm going to sing songs about our vets, about our country. I'm going to lead. I guarantee you, at one point, we'll be singing "God Bless America" all together at the same time. And, you know, having Travis in the house and being able to hear from him is going to be powerful. And I know that we've got families of a lot of veterans coming in. And, listen, this is one of those things that our country's divided on just about every subject out there. But one thing I don't think we're divided on, and we definitely shouldn't be, is our support of the military. I mean, our military is the reason we still have a country. They're the reason you get to be on the radio, which is what you love to do with your life. It's the reason I get to do what I love to do. And we have to always remember that. And when we have opportunities like this show November 10th to support, we should show up and support in force.
John Rich, November 10th at the Lorraine Palace. If you want tickets, go to LorrainePalace.com. That's LorrainePalace.com or call them 440-245-2323. November 10th, right here, John Rich. Yeah, it's November 10th, the John Rich concert. Bernie Kosar will be there. Travis Mills will be there. And 100% of your ticket purchase goes to the Travis Mills Foundation, a soldier that lost both arms and both legs, that has opened up a retreat. The money doesn't go to him. It goes to the retreat that he opened up to help other soldiers and their families get them a week vacation, get their minds off of everything. It's a really cool retreat and a really good foundation, the TravisMillsFoundation.org. And you can go to TravisMillsFoundation.org/Dave and donate, and Dave will match your donation up to $500,000. So $500,000 in donations. Just so go to TravisMillsFoundation.org to see the retreat, TravisMillsFoundation.org/Dave to donate. And Dave Mortosh is on our phone line right now, and let's welcome Mr. Mortosh. And then the following day, November 11th, we'll be doing a raffle on the air. So you got the concert November 10th with John Rich, Bernie Kosar, and Travis Mills at the Lorraine Palace. Then November 11th, the following day, we'll be on the air from 10 in the morning till 7 at night, along with a lot of guests. You'll be able to buy raffle tickets. Somebody's going to win $20,000, somebody's going to win $7,000, and somebody's going to win $3,000. So three great cash prizes the following day, November 11th. So it's a huge day for the Travis Mills Foundation, and here's the man that put it all together, Mr. Mortosh.
Well, Trip, thank you. Yes, there's a lot to put together, that's for sure. So I want to start off, Trip, and invite everybody. You know Northeast Ohio supports everything we do, Trip. We're so blessed in this area. Yeah. I want to invite everyone out for an amazing night out. I mean, John Rich is calling it a night to remember. It's Wednesday, November 10th at 7 p.m., like you said. John Rich is amazing. I've talked to him several times. He's one of the nicest guys I've ever met in my life. He is going to explain how he wrote the songs besides singing the songs. This is going to be an amazingly patriotic night. Now, this guy by the name of Bernie Kosar is going to be there. He absolutely is a huge fan of Travis Mills, and Travis Mills will be there. That alone, Triv, is one patriotic, wonderful night out for people to go out. But now we've got to add on to it. So this is for a horrible reason, but it's for an awesome reason, because we are going to have Max Sowiak's parents there, and we believe all 12 siblings. Now, Max Sowiak is the young Navy young man that was one of the 13 that passed away in Afghanistan. We're going to have his parents there. We're going to have, we believe, all 12 siblings. And another charity for vets, Honor and Remember, is going to present the flag to the parents, and we believe to all 12 siblings. Now it gets better than that. There's a teacher in Pennsylvania that felt so driven to do something with these 13 passing away that she drew portraits of all 13. She's coming into the Lorraine Palace Theater that night to present the picture of Max to the parents and the family. I can't tell you what kind of a night this is going to be, Triv. John Rich is right. It will be a night to remember. And, Triv, you know, you've done the Coach for Kids things for so long. Those tickets are $150. We've got tickets available for $50. But the wonderful thing with this, that portrait, the Honor and Remember flag, having Max's family there to honor them. Literally what John Rich said right before I got on. honor the vets. But I also want to talk to business people out there. So I've already invited normal people out. Let's have a night out, and let's have a patriotic, wonderful night out. Now, there's business people out there. I think we call it pay ahead. Would you like to buy 100 tickets for $50? That's $5,000. I'll bet you there's many businesses listening right now. They could do that. We could donate them to vets, first responders. How about nurses? Nurses, you know, that famous line right now, they went from heroes to zeros, which is a joke because of what's going on out there. They are heroes. So how about a business that wants 20 people to go from their organization? John Rich will talk about these companies in the concert if they help us out. So, Triv, we know what's going to happen. People are going to wait and wait and wait. There's going to be a rush at the end, and people are going to get blocked out of this. And I'm telling you, any concert just with John Rich, just John Rich, you'd have an outstanding night. You would. He's amazing. Bernie Kosar.
And the, And the money goes to the Travis Mills Foundation.
You're right. And Triv, with the blessing of you and WTAM and Ray allowing this and Keith allowing this, that we can do the raffle the next day, we raised $1.6 million for the Travis Mills Foundation, including our $500,000 check. In 2019, this little thing called COVID blocked us in 2020, and this year we're going to blow away $1.6 million because of this concert and because, again, of the raffle. I sincerely hope if people want a night out, if people are tired of this bull blank, you can fill in the blank, of this stupid world we're in, how about a nice night out to hear a hero that's lost both arms and both legs in Afghanistan? How about the family that lost their son in Afghanistan? And, oh, this, you know, Bernie Kosar guy and this John Rich guy.
Yeah, no, and if you want to buy tickets, you can go to LorrainePalace.com and purchase them, LorrainePalace.com, or call them 445-2323, 245-2323, right, Dave?
And Trip, I want to let everybody know, again, the easiest way, in all honesty, is LorrainePalace.com, LorrainePalace.com. Now, again, they're a slightly smaller organization, which is why they're so nice to allow us to have the building for free that night, which is another reason, besides me paying for John Rich, that every penny of the ticket sales goes to the Travis Mills Foundation. If we would have worked with a bigger place, that wouldn't have happened. So they're a little limited on the hours for the phone calls. So you can call them during the day, and I hope everybody will, because we know what's starting to happen. We can see by the ticket sales it's starting to increase. There's going to be a mad rush. Please go to LorrainePalace.com, take a date night out. How about two couples? I don't care what a night it's going to be, but there's also businesses that listen to you, Triv. I mean, they donated when we did the Coach for Kids and Travis Mills a month and a half ago. I mean, how about some workers going? How about a contest for your best employees? How about pay ahead and buy 100 tickets and let first responders and nurses go and vets? I want to
very good, very, very good idea, Dave. Very good idea. So go to LorrainePalace.com if you want. November 10th, John Rich, Bernie Kosar, Travis Mills, Max Soviak's family will be there. It'll be a hell of a night to remember. Go to LorrainePalace.com for those tickets.
It will be a night, Triv. And with your help and all of the other stations, Fox 8, Channel 3, and I want to let everybody know something fun, because I already told you, Triv. The day after our raffle, on Friday the 12th, Travis Mills is co-hosting New Day Cleveland on Fox 8. So yeah. If you want to have fun, we can look at that. Yeah, I'm telling everybody that's going to be fun. So, but Triv, I honestly hope some businesses jump in here. I want to show the pride of Northeast Ohio. I want us to ace this place out. I don't want one seat empty. I want to invite first responders. There's businesses, Triv. I mean, they were so nice to donate to Coats for Kids and the Travis Mills Foundation a month and a half ago with our great radio day that we hint, hint, think another one might be coming, hint, hint. But, you know, if one of those businesses
did $5,000, Trev, of $50 ticket. That's 100 seats.
Yeah.
We could give away 100 seats to first responders, nurses, vets. I'm telling you, businesses, people, let's enjoy an amazing Northeast Ohio night out on the town at the Lorraine Palace Theater. You're right, it's Wednesday, November 10th at 7 p.m. LorrainePalace.com. I'm going to drill this into people's heads. LorrainePalace.com, LorrainePalace.com, or during the day, 440-245-2323. Like you said, Tripp, every penny goes to the Travis Mills Foundation. Not Travis Mills the person, Travis Mills Foundation. And let's honor and scream USA as loud as we can for Max Sobiech's parents and siblings that night.
Mr. Mortash, thank you very much. We'll talk again in the very near future. Good luck, and thank you very much for everything you do.
All right, have a great night, guys.
Thank you, Dave. Thank you. Go to LorrainePalace.com November 10th if you want those tickets. Get them now. LorrainePalace.com. Here's Olivia with traffic.
From the Elkanuk Traffic Center, if an auto accident caused you injury, call 1-800-ELK-OHIO. Traffic slow 90 West between Aviation High School and Carnegie Avenue. Also at 480 West between 422 and Lee. Watch for an accident on the Turnpike West after Route 91 in Richfield. Also Forbes Road east of 271. This report is sponsored by the NHL on TNT.
The NHL is on TNT. Tomorrow night, starting at 7 Eastern, the Boston Bruins take on the Philadelphia Flyers, followed by the St. Louis Blues versus the Vegas Golden Knights. Watch NHL on TNT every Wednesday and follow Bleacher Report Open Ice for more action.
Olivia Musica, WTAM Traffic and 1100 AM and 106.9 FM.
Sunny skies for your Tuesday with highs right around 70. Tonight, the overnight low will be in the 50s. And for your Wednesday, more sunshine, highs in 70s.
Hey, I'm Mike Trevisano for AAA Advanced Plumbing and Drain. Whenever plumbing problems strike, AAA Advanced Plumbing and Drain is there for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Locally owned company, and like the owner, Ernie, has told me a million times, plumbing problems don't happen just during business hours. That's why AAA Advanced Plumbing and Drain is there for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Something as simple as a hot water tank, new toilet faucets, or if you even need waterproofing. Main water line breaks, whatever you need in the world of plumbing, call AAA Advanced Plumbing and Drain, 440-331-5555, 440-331-5555, or go to their website, advancedplumber.com. Our phone numbers are 216-578-1100, 216-578-1111. We got to take a break here. For news, and then we'll get to your phone calls on the other side.